is episode 9. It's Dan here, and with me, a good friend of mine.
Hello, Simon.
By the name of Simon. We've just come back from a skate at the local park.
Good sesh. No, we're not locals. So it wasn't the local park.
We're not locals. We might get to that story a bit later.
Yeah.
Well, we have, actually, when I had Ben on, we did discuss that in depth.
That. Okay.
We discussed the 12 stitches.
Yeah, all right. Well, I'm the one who had the 12 stitches. They're out now, obviously. It's been about 6 months, and I've got a tiny little scar on my face.
What went through your head at that very moment during the impact, apart from the bike?
Shit, where are my sunnies? Did I break my sunnies?
Did you break your sunnies?
No, my sunnies didn't break. My sunnies are fine. Cool. I still use them every day. They're just a bit older. Been around the world now. Yeah.
So this is actually the first skate at this park since that incident.
It is.
That we've had. Would it be over 6 months?
Yeah.
Not our first skate back though, because we went back to homeland and had
a
skate.
We're at our local park.
We went to our local park. And that was a pretty good sesh as well, last weekend.
Excuse me while I die.
Yeah, bit of lung there.
Yep, a little bit. last week back at Tunners, that was fun.
So tell me, how about you list for the people the tricks that you nailed today?
Oh, yeah. So I got the front side happening today. Pretty solid couple of metres or so now and then.
Minimum,
yeah. It was good. I got there before, but not there. Bit of wax helped. Definitely take your wax along.
Helps.
Yeah, I got 360 up onto a box without falling over, which is good.
And no collisions.
And no collisions. Yeah, no stitches.
Woo! Did you get back in the spine?
That's what I did. Oh, I got back in the spine. Yep, back in the spine. I was a bit worried, but first go, and I was fine. Yeah.
Just came back,
just
like it never left.
Like a horse, just got straight back on and kept going. Yeah. I was looking for the blood splash. I don't think it was there.
No, well, it's probably rained since then.
Probably.
And we didn't see the kid.
No,
we
didn't.
I was actually wondering if he was going to be
there.
Though
there was a couple of guys that looked at me funny.
Oh, there
like,
definitely.
There's one scooter kid who I'm like, hey, I recognise him. I wonder if he's staring at me because he's trying to go, hey, is that the Scarface
guy? He was just looking at Ian, thinking, those guys are not local.
Yeah.
You guys aren't local.
Not even local.
Right, not even local. Yeah, so had a couple of sessions. Skating's fun.
Yeah.
It's good to get back on the skates.
The wax. Go get your wax
get
on.
Get some wax.
That helps big time.
How about, well, why don't you now, if, well, see, I haven't told people what I do for a living. It's all very anonymous. The only facts people know about me from this podcast is that I skate. And
you have friends that get stitches in their face.
Yes, and that my name's Dan.
Oh.
I didn't even say my name the first 4 episodes.
Yeah, right.
Mind you, the only people listening to this already know me. So
yeah, that's true.
It doesn't matter. But just in case it really takes off.
Oh, I know.
It's
You'd
up to
know.
You
You'd
as to
know.
How much you would like to share. So,
well, I don't know if it classes as my job yet. It's more of a hobby that's hopefully going to be a job.
Well, if you'd like to share it,
I
may.
Will. Well, so I've been doing a bit of special effects stuff because I'm in a bit of a TV and film land, which is nice. And I'm building a bullet rig, so there's I built 10 little cartridges out of high pressure PVC pipe with solenoid valves. It all links up via Wi-Fi to my laptop, so I can press the space bar and these 10 shots go off as if someone's shooting at the wall or through the wall or something. And spent all day yesterday building that. It was pretty cool. It's pretty awesome.
I would have to say that history.
It's Wi-Fi.
Well, Wi-Fi is good. History has shown that Simon likes to build things.
Yeah, I do.
Well, why don't we go right back to the beginning, to where
beginning.
We actually met.
The beginning.
Because
when did we meet?
We
meet at Ben's.
No, I reckon. Well, okay. How about I tell my version of how we met, and then you can tell your version.
Okay.
So, it was in year 7, my first memory of us meeting. And it would have been the first couple of weeks of school. After English class, we just did the usual, go around a circle, and everybody would talk about what they liked doing. And then you said you liked sailing, and then I said, and then after class, I said, hey, I also like sailing. And then that's the first memory
really?
I have of us talking.
I don't have that memory. I don't remember that.
Well, you get, well, and then from then, we sort of, I think Ben was the con link.
Yeah.
Because the group then consisted of us and Ben, and then Clay, who was friends with me, and then Tom came a little bit later. And Jason, I think, would have come with you, I imagine.
Yeah, well, I've got a bit of a memory of seeing you and Ben around his place sometime when we were primary school, because you guys went to Tankari together.
Yeah, but
I couldn't, like, it wasn't, I don't think, it was more of a, like, a 5 second, hey, Ben's with some guy, and then you disappeared, and that was it. But I can remember you in the yellow Tongue school uniform. Yeah, and of course, because our parents knew each other from way back, way back, so.
And then?
Well, the hospital.
Oh, yeah, I suppose so.
Yeah, so. As soon as I remember, well, firstly, how I ended up in the whole group was because at high school, our opening day, I got home and Mum was like, oh, there was that kid that you went to preschool with, Clay, and his parents, you know, because Mum knew Clay's dad from way back, or Mum, or something like that. And she was like, yeah, you know, you guys know each other from way back. I was like, oh, okay. Then one day, because I think we're in the same class or something, I went up to Clay. I was like, hey, we apparently, like, you know, our parents know each other, blah, blah, blah. And Clay was all awkward and, yes, you're a person.
Clay
okay.
was just like Clay.
And,
at the time.
And then I just hanged around, I think, because I had no one else to hang around with. And then Jason got the table. That's what did it. Jason got us a table, and all these groups kind of came together, because we needed like 10 people
to get a table. Yeah.
And there's like a couple of here, couple there, and we all ended up on the table. I've got a photo actually. I have two photos, actual real photos, out of paper, real, not like on the computer.
Mm.
And one of them is a photo of the table, and it's got Brad Lawler, Clay, yourself, Ben, J Ray, Josh, me, and I think that's what's his name? Brad Fletcher, I think, was on there as well.
No, he wouldn't have been on our table.
No,
he would have been.
I don't know. Anyway, I got the photo. I'll look it up. And the other photo, which is even weirder, that I dug out the other day, is of Dan Gardner and myself in year 6 down in Canberra, like getting a photo with some politician guy who I don't know who he is.
On an excursion or something.
And the fact that I've just moved in with Dan is pretty funny.
It's a small world.
Yeah, it's amazing.
The earliest photo I have of us is at one of my birthday parties, probably year 7. It was you, Tom, Ben, Clay, definitely. I was there.
You sure?
I'm pretty sure Jason was there.
Okay.
And maybe Brad.
What should we do?
Should we do a photo?
Where are we going? Where are we doing?
My place.
Okay.
The cake. Anyway, but this bullet rig.
Anyway, bullet rig, yeah. So, that's pretty cool. It's got a bit of troubleshooting to do yet. But I've spent my budget already. So
it doesn't shoot bullets?
No, it just, well, it shoots compressed air, and the compressed air makes it look like there's bullets, but it's not really bullets.
We cut off the conversation
we
earlier,
did.
So we could save it for this, but I'm trying to understand.
Okay, so you got a cylinder.
So Is it... No, forget the rig. Where you would use it.
Oh,
so,
okay. So, well... So you, well, for okay, example... Okay, no,
it's a shootout scene, right? You've got the camera on the guy who's being shot at.
Yeah.
Then you have that rig set up behind him.
Okay, so, for example, the little scene that I'm going to do, that I've sort of got in mind for this rig, is that the guy runs into a room, he ducks down behind a wall, and then above his head, all these shots come through the wall.
So, as if it's... So it's as if
it's coming through the wall. But obviously you can't, you could use it either way. You just have to rig it slightly differently. So
you have to rig it for a specific scene.
Yeah, pretty much. And like there's a fair bit, like, you know, if you've got a set that you're shooting in, you know, you've got to do a lot of shooting first and then do the special effects last because you've got to rip walls off and blah, blah, blah. So it's going to be a pretty complicated little shoot, but it's going to be fun. But I've got to get the rig working first, and I need a few more dollars first, so...
Are you getting subsidised to build the rig?
Well, it's not. It's for me. It's for my stunt reel.
Oh, cool.
And obviously, when people see it, they go, yeah, I did all those special effects on that. I can actually get a bit of work, too. And the rig, you know, the rig can be used any time, you know, it's not like it's a one-off job. I can use it as many times as I like. Except I need to buy myself a little compressor because my foot pump is just a pain in the ass. When you've got 10 of these things, you've got to pump up.
And you need to put a new wall on each time, presumably.
You do, exactly. So you can only do the wall once and then, you know, it'll be a day or so because, you know, you've got to glue and plaster and do bits and pieces. So, you know, stuff has to dry and work has to be done. So if you screw it up, you screwed it up, you know, so...
To do it well in advance.
There'll be plenty of rehearsals and make sure all the cameras are rolling. And like this afternoon with my last test, that was the successful test, which I get back to the... And I get it on the computer and I look at the footage. I'm like, hang on, what's going on here? It's already happened. Did I miss a file? And realise that I pressed record instead of... pressing stop, or I'd press stop, I'd press the button thinking I'm pressing stop, but in fact I'd press record, so it just recorded a bunch of footage after it had happened, which kind of sucked.
But it didn't overwrite it.
No, it didn't overwrite, it just, I just didn't press the record button properly, on my little GoPro there.
I see the issue. On the topic of Wi-Fi rigs, have you put any more thought into... the ice bit.
Ah. Oh.
A bit of background first.
Okay.
So it was my birthday my birthday party, was it last weekend or the weekend before?
Last weekend.
So we had everyone round. It was pretty good actually to have everyone round. But the highlight of the weekend was the lamb spit. We were going to go camping, but there was a total fire ban in effect, so we couldn't have an open fire. So we called it off and decided to do a spit in the backyard on the barbecue. So I went out to the outdoor shop to buy a spit roast, but they started at $90 and went up to $150, $160. So I didn't really want to buy a spit for that much money. So I went to Bunnings and bought a steel rod and filed a spike onto it. And then we were thinking about how, Simon and I were thinking about how to put a handle on this rod.
Oh, it was complicated. We're thinking, should we drill holes in it? Should we buy a...
Vice grips,
and they were kind of like a bit out of the, you know, they're like $30. And we spent $30 just for this, and then,
the
you
steel
know,
rod was $3.
You know, yeah, we're not going above like a couple of dollars.
Anyway.
And then we had this genius idea, this was like the best idea, this should win awards, this idea. Like we came up with all these complicated ideas of holes and clamps and handles and all sorts, and then we went, hey, why don't we just bend the end of the rod, just bend it, and then you can spin it. And,
putting the vice and did two little bends, made the perfect handle.
Phenomenal innovation there.
And then we bought a couple of star pickets, so I think, $8-$9 each.
Yeah, they were.
Hammered them into the ground. So we had the spit hanging over the Weber. And I bought 3.5 kilos of lamb and got the butcher to dress it as lamb roast.
Oh,
and then we had the issue of how to stop the piece of lamb
rotating
independently of the spit. So if you've just got a straight rod through the middle of a round piece of lamb,
it doesn't
purchase. So it's just going. You can spin the rod all you like, but the lamb's not going to twist.
Yeah.
So we're thinking there's another obstacle. I was thinking of complicated things with fencing wire and I don't know what else. And then Simon just suggested to
bend it some more,
the rod a bit more. So that pretty much we just put two little V-shaped bends
in
the rod and stuck up into the land piece and held it. But it's all pretty primitive. So
yeah.
Simon has pretty well.
Well,
said,
yeah, I've got this design already.
From that moment, that is next.
It'll be a Wi-Fi spit.
I'll let you explain it.
Well, yeah, so it's going to have a 360-degree solenoid on one end, connected to a little microcontroller, connected to a Wi-Fi adapter. That'll connect to your laptop, anything with Wi-Fi you can connect to it and control the rotation and possibly even, if I get fancy, have a temperature sensor inside the spit, so you can see what the internal temperature of the lamb is.
Cook it to perfection every time.
That would be something.
Hang on,
that will require a little bit of research.
So
the rest of it, I've got that. I've got it in my head already. It's designed.
The program to control the rotation. Are you just going to have different speeds, or you can actually manually rotate it?
Both. So you could have a manual or an auto sort of setting.
Because it was full manual at my party.
Oh, well, you were. That rotation with the beer bottles and the...
I basically had four set positions to twist the spit, and I rotated every 10 minutes or so. But because still it wasn't completely balanced with the little V-shaped bends in it, it wouldn't stay exactly in the angle I rotated it to, so I had to prop it up with the beer bottle at one point. Another point, there was a sledgehammer in there propping it up. And
the tongs.
It's very ingenious.
It was.
Well,
that was your four rotations. There was the standard gravity held.
Yes.
Just naturally went. There was the beer bottle, the hammer, and the tongs.
And the tongs
and that was the four positions for roasting.
Exactly. Another important design factor in your ice spit will be the actual spit. It won't be a round spit, will it?
No, it's going to be a round spit, I think. Decided, but it's going to be two rods in one. So two stick through that are welded together with another hole in the middle of that. So, you're comprehending there, my friend? You
don't look like I don't understand. Well, how... So...
So you have one bit...
The two rods.
You have one rod.
Yeah.
Well, you have a bearing that has a little axle that comes out of it. On that axle is welded a little plate that goes out and splits into two.
It
has two rods that go across, and on the other side you have a similar thing that
My
just slips into it.
My concern was if you had two rods, that the mechanism that rotated would get too complicated.
Oh, no.
But it's just going to... It'll basically end in one
single rod. It'll end in one,
rod
but have two
ends,
that
but
go
two.
Through the meat.
Yeah. Do you have a time frame?
No, I just spent all my money blowing holes in walls. So, if that was kind of more important than the spit from my professional want to get work kind of, you know, the spit's more of a hobby thing. So, I don't know.
Well, we don't even know when we can get everybody back together again.
Yeah, exactly.
Is a bigger point.
Yeah.
But how long do you think build time
on
that project?
The hardware a day easy. Software, I don't know.
Well, the software shouldn't cost you anything, right? So you could, in theory...
Oh, the software, I could have it operational in an hour or so, but I can't build apps myself.
You have to properly outsource that.
So that would be outsourced, which I have a guy who, you know...
You've got an app guy.
I've got an app guy who is a good mate who,
Continue.
Okay, that was a bit low volume there. You did Anyway, we built a robot together, and he built an app that so he could drive the robot around his iPhone, or his Galaxy, whatever he had. We've already been talking about a bit of an app to use with all this Wi-Fi stuff that I'm building, so it's a bit of a general stock app that you can just connect and control all sorts of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But, so functional a day, but sort of commercial? Yeah, I don't know.
So the plan will be basically once we've organised the get-together and then roped everyone in.
Yeah.
And can somehow convince Clay to attend.
Yes. Yes.
We'll
just have it in another 6 months and then he'll have...
And you'll have plenty of time to build it, basically.
Oh, no, I wasn't worried about it. I was more about Clay, you know. If it's 6 months apart, he'll have forgotten the last one. So he'll be like, I haven't been out in a while, so he'll put it out.
Yeah, but... Yeah, good. So in any case, if we have another spit, for the next spit, there should be an ice spit.
Oh, yeah. There'll be the ice spit small, and then I've got to make a large one for when we do the pig. When we do the pig in winter. Next
winter.
Yeah, that's... Over open coal, open.
What are you going to use for a power source? Because if we want it, because I mean, more than likely the next spit we do, we're
going
to aim to do an open fire, right? And do camping.
Yeah.
A car battery or just dull lasers or something?
I don't know. Probably just a little steel that has a battery or something. Yeah, like some mini car battery kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, you could almost get real complicated and have a little heat exchanger that, you know, creates electricity from the fire and then that powers the thing, but that's...
It's pretty complex.
Yeah.
That sort of, well, in a way it defeats the purpose of going camping.
Yeah. Mind you, if that big size, it'd almost be worth having a manual turning spit, just a proper manual turning that locks off. Because we're doing a pig over it, you know.
You need a pretty hefty motor.
Well, not really. You can just gear it, you know. A little 3-volt motor would turn anything. You just got to gear it right.
How big are we talking this pig? In what?
Oh, you know, like...
So a good 10 kilograms.
Good, yeah, easy. 10-15 kilo pig, definitely.
We have to get quite a few people there to consume it. Because I ate my fill of lamb, and we had... 10, 11 people, and that was 3.5 kilos.
Mm.
I don't think anyone was hungry at the end.
No. There was none left, was there?
No, we all got eaten, but my point being...
That we'll have to have more people.
Yeah, more people. That size got pig. A 15 kilogram pig.
Yeah, that's true.
But, of course, leftovers.
There's always, yeah, there's nothing wrong with leftovers.
But... Yeah, maybe we want less people. More leftovers.
Yeah, more leftovers. So, 10 or 15 kilo pig, okay. Same amount of people.
We just stopped this podcast and nobody knows that we're planning on having a pig.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be so good.
Yeah.
We'll have to make sure that we score the skin and oil and salt it to perfection.
That's going
to
be the entertainment. We'll be gathered around the fire, around the pig... That's roasting. That's, you know...
Yeah.
It's on sunset, it's getting dark. Everyone's got a beer or something, apart from maybe you'll have a solo. Or a water or something.
You fly solo.
Yeah.
That would be good.
That'd be amazing.
I'm drooling just thinking of it. We probably want... Well, we're going to have to do this at the time, but we'll have to experiment exactly where to have the pig over the flame. Because you don't want the full
flame. Well, you don't really flame it. You have your big bonfire.
And then when
the bonfire's gone down, you got hot coal, then you throw, you have a little bit of flame. But
almost have to have two fires because we want to start cooking the pig through the day.
Yeah, you want a decent fire to sit around. That's true. Yeah, you'll have a cooking fire and a light fire or a...
Two fires.
A entertainment fire, definitely. Because, yeah, cooking fire is important.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to start that fire pretty early to get a decent amount of coals going. And
yeah, and that bad boy will probably need, oh,
like hours.
Four or five hours. Yeah. Even more to cook a 10 kilo pig all the way through.
Yeah, let's do a bit of research, get it right. Don't want to screw it up.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. But, yeah, open flame. It's a bit... Oh. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. Just yeah.
Yum. I'm going to get my phone because I want to play a song while we have intermission.
Okay.
So... While I do that, I think I'll play a song. I'll play a song while I get my phone to play a song for intermission. Because we've been going 26 minutes.
Wow, this is a long podcast.
Average time of my podcast, probably 45. And I think the episode with Ben went to an hour 20 or something.
Wow.
Yeah.
If you're still listening now, I congratulate you. Send me a message if you've got to this point and you are actually listening and you've got me on Facebook. Send me a message and say I'm at that point in the podcast, because you need a prize. You need, like, you can have some of our pig, you know, or something.
We'll save you some.
Oh man!
All right, so I thought this song was pretty cool. It's very different to what I usually listen to, but. I'll start this one.
It's got a...
That can just play in the background while I go get my phone to then play the intermission song.
It's got a language warning on this one too, just in case you're like...
Oh, it does actually. It does. Yeah, this is the pre-intermission song. Because they got my back starts, but I'm going nowhere. And I'm up all night, I'm up all night, because I feel at home. And I'm shimmering back. Say goodbye to your sanity, goodbye to reality, and hi to the galaxy. Come along with me and fly where you haven't been. Live a little, come and take a ride on the balance beam. Walking on the edge of the rainbow, ain't no denying I'm trying to remain so sane. Though I feel a little strange in a way, so take a little sip and we'll be sitting in the same boat. Ha, and we can soar together. I'm going up through the clouds and the pouring weather. I never want to touch down, I don't all forget it. Instead I want to be enjoying enormous pleasure. And then I embody the chemicals as I make love to the stars and to the bars on the way up. I don't know where we're going, but I don't even care. I'm leaving a minute, you should hit it. And I'm somehow there. There's a hammer in the outer space. I can't stop, yo, I'm vanishing without a trace. Embracing the colors and the euphoria. It's all I ever wanted. I wonder if I should call it love. Ha, because it feels like that. When all of my insecurities peel right back. And I just wanna ride away. Night till the light of day. I'ma take flight to the sky as I fly away. Yeah, I never want my feet to touch the ground. And I don't ever wanna be coming down. I wanna take a little sip until I'm tripping with my head up above the clouds. So get a bit of buzz in a little car. I ain't into drugs, but I love it, so still a dumb. And I'ma see you in a couple of days. And you can bet that I'll be headed up and away. I'm out of my skies. I try to fly right every time because I know, yeah. No, I don't want to lose my mind, so I try to fly right every time because I know, yeah, I know. Cause I got my bags right, but I'm going nowhere, and I'm up all night, cause I feel like hurting. I even do a zine commission song?
Yeah, that's a good song. I feel rested. I've got some water. You got another drink?
But I do have a song, another song to play, and it's one that you actually showed me this song. I'm pretty sure.
I showed you this song.
Pretty sure.
I love this song. Yeah.
So because you like this song,
yeah,
we might play this as the outro song.
Okay.
But let's do another few minutes.
Yeah, definitely.
Got some more to talk about.
We do. Well, I was just thinking, like, this is I'm kind of enjoying this podcast business.
That's what everybody says.
I know, right? So I was just thinking, this whole plan just flashed while I was listening to that song. You know, we have a structured little half-hour show. We do the news. We see what's happening on the world. Not necessarily, you know, your standard sort of news. You know, we'll have a look what else, other things, some different news, you know.
Roller news.
Yeah, a bit of roller news, bit of, I don't know, anything, music news, anything. I don't know. We need a bit of structure. People are going to listen. Because people won't listen to crap, I don't think.
Well,
debatable.
That is debatable.
it's got to be structured.
Have
crap.
You listened to podcasts?
No, yeah. Not really. I haven't. Yeah, I'm a podcast virgin. I'm breaking my cherry today.
There are a lot of...
cherry.
There are plenty. In fact, the most popular podcast in Australia, the most downloaded podcast,
yeah,
one would have to say, is... the least structured.
Really?
Yeah. Mind you, it's Will Anderson's.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's, you know, he's got a bit of credibility.
He's a celebrity.
Exactly. You know, he's got it going ready.
That's the draw card. Yeah. Not the structure of that podcast is not the draw card.
No, it's not. No.
But anyway, I think there's something to be said for podcasts that just sort of meander.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
And they find their own form. Because when we started, I didn't think I forgot all about the spit. And then when we got started talking about the bullet rig,
yeah,
I was reminded that you had...
my other Wi-Fi devices.
Other Wi-Fi.
I can Wi-Fi anything.
We were planning on building a spy spit, so I thought we'll talk about that. And now I think we should probably talk a little bit about... I want to go back to rollerblading just for a second.
Okay, yeah. Because that's what started... started the podcasting?
Yeah,
was rollerblading?
Yeah, because we just came back from skate.
Ah, okay, right. So, see, there's such a big world out there. There's more to just life than rollerblading.
Well, again, debatable.
I say that in jest.
But, okay, but back on rollerblading.
Back on rollerblading, yeah.
Because I talked with Ben when he came on my podcast a fair bit about rollerblading as well. You're now at the point, now you've got your ABN.
I do.
Tonight we're going to buy you some anti-rocker wheels.
Yeah.
We're going to investigate.
Not that ABM helps with that at all. But
well, it provides you with money.
It does, that's true. But I spent it all, I said, on the bullet.
You wasted all blowing out walls.
No.
But, okay, but back to the old one, what I want to ask you is, and I'll tell you my answer to this same question shortly, but in the next couple of months, right, what trick do you want to progress to? What trick do you want to get in the bag?
I don't know.
Because I'd say in your bag, right, from when I watch you skate, in your bag of tricks, you have 180s down pretty good.
Yeah,
you've got
yeah.
various stalls.
Yeah.
You're getting the meat suit down.
Oh, yeah.
And now the front side.
Front side.
And just today... you moved along to the 360.
Oh, off something.
Or onto something. So, what is next? What trick?
What's that grind you've been doing today? Where you...
the soul.
The soul grind. Yeah, I think I'm gonna get the soul grind happening because
that's the staple of rollerblading.
Well, that's what I started doing, but I find it easier to do the other one with my
Mizu.
That's the one.
It's like a...
but the soul looks so much better. It looks really cool. You just...
something about the soul grind. Because it just... the soul grind is rollerblading. When I see a soul grind, I think, well, that's a grind that every rollerblader should have in their bag.
So, yeah, that's going to, I think... I was thinking about that today a lot, but it was messing with my front sides. I was getting the front sides happening today. And that was... drilled that a few thousand times, but the hang of that, so...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I want the 540.
540?
Yeah. It's been too long.
It'll happen, definitely.
I've never landed one. I can easily just stand and jump and do one. But I want a 540 on rollerblades. Yeah, going off a ramp or...
I think I'd like to get 360s ramps. Like you were doing that. When I was doing my front sides, you were going off. I think I'd like to 360 that. That'd be cool.
Yep. That's just an easy progression from once you can do a 360, just rolling your long run. It's not too much of a stretch.
Yeah.
But I can't just roll along and do a 540. Mm. I can only do a standing 540.
Yeah, right.
So need to get that roll, and then it shouldn't be too hard. But that's my aim.
You get it. Yeah. I think once you with the gymnastics all the time, so you know, once you get your 360, then you get, you know, your 540, and then your 720, and you just keep adding and adding. And then after a while, you're doing a gazillion twists in the air, and no one can even count because there's so many. Not that I can do any of those, but that's what I've heard. Yeah.
Hmm.
That's good. We've got to do this again, definitely. Definitely.
Yes.
So, you know, if one day there's been 1,000 episodes and you've been listening to episodes and you've gone back in history and just, you know, you're checking out the first few episodes. Obviously, this is my first sesh on the mic. But,
Yeah, you're just a guest on my podcast.
I'm a guest that's taking over.
Have you listened to...
I haven't even listened to any other episodes. I've just come straight on blind. Not even, I haven't done any research. I don't even know what this is about. Come in, taking over the show. Ugh, man.
And now you've already got grand plans for world domination.
Yeah.
Right, I'm going to get a mic up in here. We're going to do a structured 30-minute
podcast. I'm going to Wi-Fi it as well.
But I would have to say that really sums you up.
Coming in and taking over or Wi-Fi? Which one?
A little economy. No, so all right. So having never done something before, and then coming in and then going, wow, this is really cool. I want to do this, and then thinking of the way
to make it better.
Way to make it better and how it should be, and then.
Yeah, I wish there was a job for that. I need a job. What's a job for that? I need a job for that. That is kind of what I've been doing.
Thief? No?
No, I don't think that counts. Somehow.
Plagiarist? See, it's been many months now, and in those many months, I've only got 9 episodes out. The first few were pretty clunky.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a lot harder talking on your own than it is
talking to someone else. When you get someone to bounce off, it's like, well, you look at all the shows, you know, Triple J, Tom and Alex, it bounces off each other, it works well. What's the...
Jane the Doctor, yeah. Will and Adam yeah. Will.
Were the other two on Amish the weekend?
Veronica and Lewis.
Veronica Lewis. Like, you know, you've got a few solos in between and that's usually just where the music gets played.
Music. And the highlights of their shows are usually the guests.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
So you've got the Doctor.
So you still got someone else to bounce off, you know, that's where they're...
So if you... I think a challenge for you would be if you can go home and record your own 45-minute podcast on your own, then...
I'd end up just talking about my life. Then,
you can do that.
I know you can, but...
My podcast, this is the... I've decided, sort of, when Ben came on, since then it's sort of been called, unofficially, the Puffercast. The
Puffercast.
I
was going to ask before if you had a name.
Well, it doesn't really have a name, but the Puffercast, because my Twitter handle, which I always try and talk about, is Pufferfush.
Yeah.
But I don't have any one thing that I talk about. The first episode I just talked about how I don't really think I'm that good at talking. Oh. I spent 45 minutes talking about how
you can't talk.
I'm not really great at talking.
Well, that's a good way to learn how to talk.
That was my point. Yeah. The whole reason I started doing podcasts was to get better at talking.
Yeah.
And the theme song for the podcast has changed.
Because I've got snot up my nose that I'm only just breathing.
But the original...
You got a...
The original theme for this...
You should write your own theme.
Well, I should, but...
Yeah, he's got a guitar and some tunes.
Yeah, but this was the original theme song for my podcast, All That Talking. But since then, I've sort of got to be more upbeat with the Strokes. And you've got a rock song coming into your podcast.
And when it happens, it's like honey and pain. Horns in the rain, misty seas and mysteries. A dog with no name, it's that time again. I'm not sure if I'll sleep.
I might get to sleep. I said it might, you never know. I might be up all night and go,
hey, this is really interesting.
Yeah.
No, but it's, yeah, so I don't have any one thing that I routinely.
I might have to use some of your Wi Fi though, because I don't have internet at home. Not yet, anyway.
So, your idea for a podcast is very different to my
it is.
Current podcast. I'd be happy to do a side podcast.
I'd love to do a little show, like an actual proper show.
Do a show.
That, you know, one day could get on to somewhere where more people will listen, or won't have the choice to listen because it's on the radio and they have to listen.
Yeah, we can do that. Well,
that would be cool.
I think I'd be happy to do a podcast with you. We could think of a whole new way of doing it, and it doesn't have to be the puffer cast.
The puffer cast that are just the random shit that, you know, people, you know, in the real show go, hey, if you're listening to this, or wait, hang on, if you've been listening to the puffer cast, well, no, we should advertise it both ways, yeah.
Yeah, because...
You know, you can come and talk, you know, you've listened to the show, you can listen to us ramble on some more if you like.
The puffer cast is very rambly. It's usually... As I said before, average time is about 45 minutes, during which the flow comes and goes, and sometimes I don't talk about much.
Yeah, see that, I don't know.
But I did do a really good one on coffee. I was quite proud of the coffee episode.
Yeah.
I went through everything.
Yeah.
A whole lot.
Nice.
You should really go back
on this. I should. I still probably won't convince me to drink coffee, but...
No, well, that's... As I say in that episode, coffee is very personal. And if your choice of coffee is no coffee, who am I to be the judge?
All right. I like that. I like that viewpoint of coffee. That makes me like coffee just that little bit more. Indeed. Or maybe it's not the coffee, it's just your philosophy.
The cough philosophy.
Yeah. Cough philosophy. I like that. Yeah.
Well, I might... take this opportunity to keep... I want to keep things going because we're up to 43 minutes, so I want to get at least to the 45.
Okay, yeah.
And then we'll play that outro song which you introduced me to, which is a pretty good song. So, I think I would like to have you back on sometime in the future on the Puffer Cast as a guest spot again. There's a lot that we haven't even touched on.
Oh.
Or we could do a whole episode on the dome,
for instance. Oh, no, don't get me.
We could.
Oh, man, that's going to be more than one episode. That's going to need about 10. That's like a series there. That's going to be a separate. That's going to be a separate here. If you want to just listen to some more shit, just listen to this dome cast.
Oh, 100 episode dome cast.
Oh.
Recalling
the 30 years of pain and...
Well, there's... all right, well, I will make this the final topic. Can we please have... Can you introduce the listeners to the dome?
The dome.
What's the dome all about?
So, here we go. Okay. The dome is...
I missed that cue.
That would have been such a good cue.
Can we do it again?
Okay.
That was a dry run for me.
That was a practice.
Right, so,
okay, you ready? So, okay. Okay, for real, I'll tell you.
I'll ask the question again. Okay. So, this is the last thing I want to ask you about. Because as we said, there's a lot we could talk about on the topic of the dome.
Yes, but, there is.
Just to get the listeners' interest peaked.
Okay, for real. Okay.
Could you give us a brief summary about what is the dome?
Well, it all started, like, the dome.
Now love is all I got, I can't live. Love is all I got, only love in my life. Love is all. Love is all I got now. Love is all I got.
No, does it have the effect when you do it twice? Love is all I got. Only love. No, you cue before when the music was good because you finished on the lyrics. Love is all I got.
Love will come down to earth. Oh, yeah, because I knew that was coming.
Yeah.
Love is all I got.
Well, I can't live anyway, in the thanks, fashion I've lost because love will come to the
So save us. We can soul with love in the morning. Feed your soul with love till the evening.
If you're on Twitter, soul with love on the weekend. Cause love is all I got.
We can soul with love in the morning. Feed your soul with love in the evening. Expand your soul with love on the weekend. Cause love is all I got. We can soul with love in the morning. Feed your soul with love in the evening. Expand your soul with love on the weekend. Cause love is all I got. We can soul with love in the morning. Feed your soul with love in the evening. Expand your soul with love on the weekend. My darling, I can give you what you want if what you want is love. Darling, I can give you what you want if what you want is love. So say our soul.
All that you want is love.